Today's episode is brought to you by Harry's. Please visit harrys.com/cagcast to claim your free trial set. That's harrys.com/cagcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 490. I am your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we are joined by a man who often gets scratched when docking, Wombat.
I'm not even going to follow that up.
It's too gross. I had a much better one planned, but I forgot it, as I often do right before we recorded. And because I decided
write them down.
I meant to, but then I must have got distracted by something. I decided that the one that I actually used was too gross, so I wasn't going to use it. But I ran out of time. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, Ship.
Do better next time.
I will strive to. Well, big show today. This is going to be a lot of Switch talk today because I've been thinking. I know that Shipwreck and myself have been thinking about the Switch a lot over the last week.
And I'm here.
And Wombat has not been giving two shits about the Switch over the last week.
Nope, not really.
I'm pretty sure about that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about the Switch a little bit later. I got my Retro Minis, finally. I don't know why Shipwreck got his Retro Minis a week ahead of me. How did that happen? Did you order the fancy shipping or something?
No. I don't know. Maybe, have you bought stuff from them before? Maybe they have a preference if you're an existing customer?
Ah. You must be on the elite list of that store.
No, I've only bought a handful of things from Big Bad Toy Store before, but this I didn't have an account.
Yeah.
Did you order like the collector grade or something?
No. Okay. I don't think there was an option for that.
Oh, not for this one. Because a lot of the stuff they have, you can specify whether or not you want the collector grade packaging as well.
And what does that mean? They put it in a pillow or something?
I don't know. I've never selected that. But it means that, yeah, you're not going to get something with a dented box corner.
But why can't they just do that every time anyway? If they know how to do that.
Well, it may come to them with a dented box corner.
But that's not my problem.
I know, but you would want something with a dented box corner. At least they're giving you the option, if it really means something to you, to not do that. Don't look at something that's not a bad thing and make it a bad thing.
I don't personally care because I throw out the boxes. But
yeah.
Anyway,
I watched your video.
We all watched your video.
Good. It was fun. It was a lot of fun to make. I did it for grandma.
So you didn't get any doubles at all, huh?
They're giving you the whole set.
Yeah, I talked about this last week.
Yeah.
I know. I just can't believe it.
I was surprised that they didn't screw you. But yeah. I guess that's just how it works, this particular set. When they sell it to the store, it's one complete set, and some of them are mystery figures because there's two Dig Dug characters and you don't know which one you're getting. Frogger, there's only one. So you know you're getting Frogger if there's a Frogger box.
So, you know you're getting Mega Man.
Yeah. So that's an interesting way of
Centipede.
Doing. Yeah. So it's an interesting way of doing a set like that, which I think is kind of cool. I don't know. The figures are nice. They look really good.
Yeah. Every one of them, except for that pink ghost. It's not even pinky. They don't even call it pinky on the back. It's like just Miss Pac-Man Ghost.
Is that what it says? Miss Pac-Man Ghost?
Yeah, it's really nondescript. It's not.
Do Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man have their own boxes, or is it just one box for all things Pac?
No, they're individuals.
Okay.
Yeah, because the boxes look like the arcade games themselves.
That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was impressed, and it was a lot of fun to open them up. But
you can't buy the boxes, and you can't buy a case anymore. I don't think they sell them on the site. At least I couldn't find it. So, good work.
No, I knew that when Shipwreck found that, I had a, you know, those aren't going to stick around. You got to jump on that. So yeah, I know Wombat, you were talking about, there's like a whole segment of families who open up shit on, on YouTube, and they have so many subscribers. It's crazy. I mean, Ty was watching, I caught Ty watching some kid. I think I talked about it on the show before, the EvanTube kid. And he just opens up toys that get sent to him by the toy companies. I told Ty that he wasn't allowed to watch that. You know, it's just a commercial with starring a 10-year-old kid. But what were you saying about those unboxing videos? You saw?
Oh, I was just watching the one. Actually, it was funny because the one that I was watching, which was some I don't even know who the family was. It just was like,
the one, I tweeted out one the other day.
Yeah, the blank family gets a Switch, but they were showing how to. Apparently, I guess it's an issue where people are taking their Joy-Cons and putting it on. Like, when you take it off the screen, you're supposed to attach it to that thing that has the strap on it.
You're getting ahead of our Switch talk, Wombat.
And people are putting it on upside down?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they didn't Murphy-proof it. You can put it on both ways.
So.
And then it gets
except stuck. You can only take it off one way.
Yeah, and they were showing how to take it off with a screwdriver.
Well, that's useful.
So, yeah. That was the video I was watching. And then they played 1-2 Switch, and it looked kind of dumb. But I'm getting ahead of ourselves, I guess.
Yeah. How about some show feedback?
Sure. It looks like, I guess you added this one?
It was me.
Yes. The Rust Bus has to say, what will it take to get a Shipwreck Explains Engineering sideshow going?
More money.
There you go.
What is a sideshow? I think he just means like a segment on the show.
Or I think he means a separate podcast, like a full. Or does he actually mean a sideshow where it's like the bearded lady, the tattooed man, and Shipwreck talking about engineering?
The bearded ginger. I get paid to talk about engineering, so.
That, but I'm sure if you worked a sideshow, they'd pay you. I don't think the bearded woman does it for free.
For the admiration?
Yeah, I don't think she does it out of the goodness of her heart. People have to see my lovely beard.
Come mock me.
Exactly. Be you, the fish boy, and the bearded woman.
Right. It'll take 10,000 upvotes on Reddit. And money. What else we got? Hello?
Yes. Oh, there's more. Oh, you're talking to me.
Sorry. I don't know. I thought we were doing a show here, but...
We are doing a show. Sorry. Scott Dave has to say, I've been listening to your podcast for 8 years now. I consider myself a big fan. With that said, I realize you guys have been harping on the negative more than most gaming sites lately. It's almost like you look for something and say to yourself, what's wrong with this? Don't get me wrong. I appreciate honest feedback and that you don't hold back if you don't like something. But it does seem that this attitude has become contagious between you three.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there.
Now, I was going to say, this takes us right into Watch This Bitches.
I know, but stop right there because we're not ready to do that yet.
Oh.
I mean, this is the definition of fishing out fake news, right? When you read a headline and you read an article on a gaming site, do you not try to pick out what's wrong with it? I mean, isn't that a natural response? Don't you do that when you read news headlines and read news articles? You look at it with a critical eye? I mean, is that a crazy thing to do? Is that being negative? I mean...
Well, he's talking about not the news we watch, but he's saying that everything we watch...
He's not talking about things we're watching. He says...
Yes, he is.
He says we're harping on negative more than most gaming sites. Do you look at something
and say... Yes, he's saying that our reviews of the things we watch... Are or more
play.
Negative.
Or play. Or it play. Has nothing. Forget about watch. Yeah. Forget about watch. Yeah,
or the games we play that we're more negative, that our gaming reviews are more negative than most other gaming sites' reviews.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. So I'll continue saying.
What does that have to do with fake news? I've missed something.
You don't understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't think you understand what you're saying.
He's saying we're more critical than other podcasts and other sites on when we talk about industry news, when we talk about games that we play, when we talk about new hardware that comes out, we tend to be more critical. Is that's what he's saying, right?
Yes.
I think that a majority of the sites are not critical enough, and they put out stories trying to prop up things that don't really deserve it.
So you're saying that all of the gaming sites are fake news?
I've read a lot.
That's the case.
I mean, how many headlines have I put in our chat or on Twitter in the last week or so about various things where the headline makes some ridiculous statement? And I'm talking about gaming stuff. The headline makes some ridiculous clickbaity statement. You read the article, which you know is ridiculous just by reading it. And then you go through the article to see, okay, let me see where the author makes the point for this headline. And it's nowhere to be found in the article. I mean, I've seen at least five of them over the last, since around the Switch launch. Now, it's not all about Switch, but I'm just saying this is something that goes on in game journalism. Do you agree with that? Is that crazy?
It's not crazy. I don't know. Is that fake news? Outlandish headlines? Is that fake news? Or is that
okay? Well, it's putting out. Maybe it's putting out an opinion that's not really your opinion, but you think that this will get people to look at it and maybe, you know, get some notoriety going or get some fame or get views on your stuff. Which I don't know. When I read game articles that have headlines like that, I do try to look at them with a critical eye. That's all I'm saying. Otherwise, I think they're just being disingenuous to get page views. And if that's,
I think you think too much about this.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think about it that much. I just, when I read something, that's what
obviously
I do.
Obviously you do, because you're very angry.
I'm not angry at all. I'm
this
laughing.
Is a heated cheapie. I don't know how I feel about
it. I'm not
this.
Heated. I'm smiling. Trust me.
Shipwreck, is he heated?
If there was a camera on me, I was smiling through the whole thing.
He's thought a lot about his answer here.
Yeah, it's that angry smile. I don't mean it. Yeah, we know you don't mean it.
I didn't think about it a lot. I didn't look at this question until 1 second before we did the show. I'm just saying that's how I read gaming articles that start off with a headline that seems preposterous.
I think he's not talking about gaming articles, maybe, though, but also just like your opinions on movies and games and stuff. But
that's everything.
I don't know. Yeah, we're just giving our honest opinions. It's not, I'm not going to change the way I think or approach something, like, to be dishonestly happy about stuff.
Right, exactly. Thank you.
I also think that there's sort of a disconnect. Just because I have criticism on something isn't the same as not liking it.
Of course not.
Yeah. I don't think the two are necessarily even things. I can have criticism about something and still like it, like
of course
the top movie and watch this Bitches.
Yes, continue this guy's question, Wombat. I'm sorry my rant interrupted with my crazy rant.
For instance, Wombat's take on Logan. Logan totally deserves all the admiration for everything it does right, but it is far, far from perfect. This has been his barometer for movies now. They have to be perfect. It's like when I ask my mom about a restaurant and she starts off by pointing out the one thing they did wrong, followed by a positive review. First of all, that's actually not true. I like Popstar Never Stop Poppin' a lot, and that movie is dumb as hell. So, I don't think that movie is perfect, but I enjoyed it. I also enjoyed Logan, but that movie just is, people were talking about it. It's going to win, this is a best picture contender. It is not a best picture contender.
I didn't watch it.
It's a very good movie.
To Ship, did you see it? You didn't see it.
No, I haven't had time to see this yet.
I thought about seeing it while back because I wanted to talk about it with you on the show, but the choice was basically go see it at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And I felt like that was a little too early to watch people get turned into Swiss cheese.
It's a pretty hard R.
Yeah, I just wanted to relax and have breakfast. And
it's a really good movie. There's it's very long. It definitely has, it has director indulgence problems in the sense that, without spoiling anything, it'll be like, all right, we'll head out in the morning, and then in most movies they say that and then they cut to the morning. In this movie they'll say something like, all right, let's head out in 20 minutes, and then they kind of like linger,
right?
And they just kind of stand there and stare off into nothing for like 2 minutes.
A lot of these superhero movies are just 15, 20 minutes too long.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I get it. You're going to go in the morning. Why? When's morning coming? And you're sitting there staring at them, staring. And I'm like, okay, I get it.
Drama.
I get it. Yeah, you want to be artsy.
But there's then again, Wombat, you're the guy that has never cried watching a movie. So maybe,
I have not, and I definitely did not during this movie.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe during those scenes where they were looking at each other or whatever, the rest of the audience, you know, had tears rolling down their cheeks, and you're just like, what the fuck is going on here? Next.
No, and there's some issues. There's a 20-minute chunk in the middle that I have real issues with. So there you go. That's me not spoiling anything.
Yeah, you can't really talk too much about it at this point.
No.
Does he say?
You don't feel like I spoiled anything, right?
No. Does Logan say bub at all during the movie?
Every other word.
He says, bub, we got a bub. We got to get the bub out of this bub. Bub.
All right, we'll head out in the morning, bub.
Mm-hmm. Then they just stare at each other.
Good night,
for like
bub.
15 minutes.
Sleep tight, bub. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Don't like the bed bubs bite.
Oh, shit. Well, I want to see it, but I don't want to watch it in the morning, and I probably just wait till it comes out on video, I guess. I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at in this. It's kind of hard to get out of the house, and because Mrs. Shipwreck wants to see that as well, so we'd have to get both kids to somebody, and I don't know. It doesn't seem like that's worth all the trouble.
Right.
I did watch another movie, though, this weekend. That's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I watched Goosebumps, the Goosebumps movie with Jack Black.
Okay.
Did you see that?
No. I don't know Goosebumps at all, really.
I don't either. Doesn't mean I didn't want to watch. I watched the movie. Elliot and I had a boys' movie night.
Okay.
And he keeps saying that he wants to watch scary movies. And from what I read on this is that, you know, Goosebumps is like a good kid's first scary movie.
I think it's pretty scary for a kid Elliot's age. No?
We watched it.
Uh-huh.
He woke up the next morning.
Uh-huh.
He goes into the living room and put it on again.
Oh, nice.
He watched it basically twice in a row.
Do you know I did that
twice in a row as he could.
As a child, I did that with RoboCop.
There you go.
I mean, I was 13, but
yeah, he loved it. It's good. It's got, you know, if your child is afraid of, I guess, monsters, you know, they're pretty benign monsters in the sense that they're just kind of like, you know, Godzilla-style monsters, then you may want to avoid it. Sabrina wouldn't even be in the room when the movie was on.
Yeah, Ty may be the same way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if Ty would. Sabrina was like, nope, I'm out, and just went in the room. And there are some jump scares in it.
I'm out.
The way I would describe the movie, it's like it has the tone of like a horror movie, but no stakes.
But the smell of stakes.
You know, no one dies.
Right.
No one gets killed, and there's no blood.
Maybe I will like that.
Yeah, like no one gets killed and there's no blood, but it's got the tone of a horror movie. It's very interesting. It's very well done, actually.
All right. Goosebumps, everybody. Mm-hmm. I watched The Arrival. Have you seen that movie?
Nope. Right. Nope. I want to see that one as well, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was good. I don't know. Good. That it didn't really need the aliens that much. It was, I don't know.
Is that what it's about?
I don't know. Not really. Like, you guys didn't watch it, so I can't really talk about it. It was good. I liked it.
How does it compare to Contact?
I liked Contact better. That's an excellent question. I like Contact a lot better.
Okay. Contact was really good.
So. I really liked Contact a lot.
Who's in The Arrival? Which one is that one?
The Arrival's the one with Amy Adams. Right?
Is that what that's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just Arrival. Okay.
Or, I don't know, is it The Arrival or Arrival?
No, The Arrival is a different movie.
Is that the one with Charlie Sheen?
Yes.
Okay.
Arrival is now, you could rent that on PSN for 50 cents.
Great. See if they could trick a few people into spending 50
no,
cents?
No, no, no. The one that you saw is 50 cents on PSN.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. It was the Charlie Sheen one.
Not the Charlie Sheen one. Well, that would be pretty damn funny.
No. Have you been keeping up with Legion?
I am 2 episodes behind.
It's pretty good.
I believe you. I want to watch it. I just haven't had a chance.
I've actually started. This is the first TV show that I've purchased and have watched in Microsoft's ecosystem, because their video quality is now the best, or at least compared to Apple TV. It's the best. It's better than Apple TV now. And that was
my. You're going to watch it on the same TV, so why not, right?
Yeah, it was, and it also seemed to be the only one that maybe had surround sound. There at least was a chance that it had, because my amp was showing surround sound, so it could be. But it does look really good on Xbox One S. The problem that I have with the show is the main character's name is David, and he's crazy, and he keeps imagining people saying, you just keep hearing the word David, 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 over and over again, repeating in his head, and it's making me a little crazy. But other than that, it's a great show. Legion. right. I mean, it just keeps happening over. I mean, you know what that show is like. It's all trippy and and David echoing.
I do.
All right, let's do new releases.
Okay. The Switch came out.
Yay.
I have been playing a lot of Zelda.
Are we doing now? How are we doing our Switch talk? Are we just going to do like the games now, and then we'll get to the hardware later?
Yeah, let's just do the game.
Okay. Well, games.
Because you haven't played any. Wait, no, you have played something else.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, you played. Let's start with Snipperclips then, because I have not played that yet.
Okay. So Snipperclips, it's a fun, cute puzzle game that I play with Mrs. Cheapy. You use the Joy-Cons horizontally. You each use one.
Do you have to use those, or can you use 2 Pro Controllers?
I do not know.
Okay. I'm trying to avoid...
What are you? I'm the 1%. Ship's got 2 Pro Controllers. And I'm the
1%. Of course I do. I'm trying to avoid using those Joy-Cons at all. Like,
I don't blame you.
By all means necessary.
I don't blame you. But, you know, and you have these two, you control a character, and when you overlap, you can cut each other out to make different shapes. Excuse me. I have to belch while I talk about Snipperclips. You cut out different shapes, and you do that, and you solve different puzzles, whether it's just matching a certain shape that they display on the screen or getting a basketball into a hoop. There's different little puzzles and challenges for you guys to do together. It's $20. I thought it was pretty cute and fun. Mrs. Cheapy seemed to get tired of it pretty quickly. I played with Ty for a little bit. He didn't seem like that into it. I mean, it's cute. I would recommend it. It also seems like it could be a $5 iPad game, but hey, it is what it is. I would say it's probably the second best game in the launch, not having played any other games besides Zelda.
Well, I mean, Skyrim's Imaginators is good.
Right. I guess that's true.
Shovel Knight is an excellent game.
Right. I take that back.
Game for the first time tonight.
Which one?
Okay. Shovel Knight.
Which version?
The PlayStation version, PS4.
The first game, or one of the, like, the Spectre of Torment?
I think it's the first game.
Are you playing as Shovel Knight?
Yes.
Okay, it's the first game.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? You
do you like it?
What do you think?
Oh, I think it's fine.
Are you reading
the first
Twitter?
Level.
Are you reading Twitter right now?
No, I'm not. Oh, all right. I thought he said something else.
Okay.
Yes. So I
you know you have to hand out a major award soon. I don't want you messing around on Twitter.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not on Twitter at all, actually. But anyway, no, it's very good. I played the first level. I died 22 times, according to the old witch woman in the town, after I beat the first level. So I'm not very good at it. But
no, you're not.
No, I just said it. I died a lot at the boss at the end.
This is on Switch, right? There's like a special Switch version or something.
Well, there's There's basically three games in the Shovel Knight series. They're all considered kind of downloads or DLC. The Shovel Knight Treasure Trove has all three things in there, I believe. Or you can just buy Spectre of Torment, which is the new one.
Got it. All right, so
yeah, they're it's a great game.
Yeah,
I don't know that I'm going to buy it again for Switch, simply because I have the other Shovel Knight for a couple different consoles already.
Well, I think if you own it on the PlayStation 4, when that content comes out, it's going to be a free download if you already own the game. But if you don't own the game, it's the $25.
Ooh. Gotcha.
Which is why I bought it on the PlayStation 4 when it was on sale for $10 before it went up to $15 and then went up again to $25.
Dude, this guy's on top of it.
No, I just read that on Twitter from, I think it was Wario on Twitter who was who tweeted that out. And I was like, oh, I guess, well, I waited long enough and $10, I'll just won't buy lunch today. And it all works out.
I'm sure that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. You know, every time you say something like that, I get a tweet from a guy who tells me to buy you everything. And then you don't tell him to stop doing that, and he just keeps doing it.
A, it's funny as hell. And B, I could stand to not have a lunch one day.
That's not healthy. You're an active man. You need energy. You need fuel for your body, Wombat.
This engine needs fuel.
You can't, you know, if you're working a busy day at the office, you got to get home. You know, you don't just teleport home. Mm-hmm. You got to, brave the New York City hustle and bustle.
And it is a hustle and a bustle.
It is. I went into the city three times this week to play table tennis.
Wow.
I was in training for a table tennis tournament for this weekend, so I decided to go a lot this week. And then 3 days before the tournament, they announced that they actually don't have access to the facility in Manhattan. It was supposed to be at FIT, and now they had to move it to the middle of New Jersey somewhere, and now I'm not going.
And just to confirm, Shovel Knight is back up to $25 now on PlayStation 4.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
So,
none of us have played that Bomberman game. Correct.
I can't bring myself to spend $50 on that.
I cannot
at the
either.
Moment.
No.
Oh, just talk about the game everyone's here for. Tell me how Zelda is.
Ship.
I think Cheapy and I have very differing opinions on how Zelda is my guess. We haven't really talked about it. I've just seen his tweets, and I'm sure he's seen some of mine.
I'm just wondering what, yeah, well, that's, well, maybe we don't have different opinions because you don't seem like you're giving it a 10 out of 10 from your tweets. And you've played a lot more than I have, but I'm just wondering where the 10 out of 10 is at this point in my playthrough.
It may never be there for you, but it's deserving of it. This is a fantastic game.
Okay.
It's Japan's Grand Theft Auto. Is what this is. Like, it's got all of the open world to it, and it's got so many different like systems and mechanics built in there, and like so many like unique like opportunities to have in the game. It's just a really tight like game is like for an open world type thing. It's similar to like Far Cry, where you go in and there's little installations. Like this isn't even like a major portion of the game, but like you'll come up on like little like outposts that have enemies in them, and by taking out all the enemies, a chest will come up.
You'll I've done that several times.
Yeah, and the variety of ways you can get through that is fantastic.
I just walk up and I hit the guy with the club and he dies, and then I take the chest.
You can do that.
What other way would you do it?
That gets harder as you face harder enemies.
Okay.
You may be running low on supplies, or you might come up against a group of enemies that will kill you in one hit, which happens quite a bit in this game.
Yeah, I saw the blue guy.
So just for an example, like they're usually like hanging out in like skulls, like skull caves type looking things. It looks like a skull that they're sitting in. And a lot of like the harder enemies will be in there sleeping inside the cave. And there'll be like little guys on watch, like in towers outside of it. So you can like stealth around and shoot those guys outside with bow and arrow. And then a lot of times, well, at least a few of the ones I found, I don't know if it's a lot of times because this game is huge, but the eyes will be glowing with flames. Like they'll have like candles burning in there. And if you shoot an arrow in through one of the eyes, then the fire will drop down and explode barrels and everything that's inside with the harder to kill enemies. And so you can take them out that way. Or you can just brute force it like you were saying.
But, wait, I can shoot a flaming arrow through the cave hole?
Yeah.
Through the eye hole in the skull cave?
Yeah, yeah. It's all right. Fire, like, this game has a great fire system where, like, if somebody, like, if enemies are shooting at you with fire and you get out just a normal arrow, like, if you get close enough to that fire, your arrow will become a fire arrow. It'll just come on fire. Which is, that's amazing. Like, I don't recall another game doing that. Surely they might be somewhere out there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know the Far Cry games had, you know, dynamic fire, but yeah, it sounds a little different.
Did, like, you pull out a bow and arrow, and then if you got close enough, your arrows became fire?
There's definitely games that have done that before. No question.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, you know, maybe Far Cry Primal. That could be something that was in there, but who knows?
It could be.
That's the only game I can think of that would have that mechanic and a bow and arrow.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. It's a big game, and there's a lot of little mechanics to it that make it special.
How does it look?
It's got an art style to it.
Right. The art style is nice, but you know, technically, it doesn't look great.
For a tablet game, it looks fantastic.
Sure. There you go.
I mean, that's what this thing is. It's a tablet. So if you put it in those terms, you're blown away that you can be playing this thing on a tablet.
Well, I don't know that I was blown away by playing it on a tablet. But
I think you have a very different, like, there's certainly plenty of rooms to just still improve this thing and make it even more Western friendly. Starting with voice acting, get some voice acting, like consistent voice acting in this thing.
Right.
It's really strange that they have like people come in and record like two lines of dialogue for like a cutscene, and then you are talking to that person and it's like 20 straight text bubbles. I think that needs to go. The text bubbles need to go at this point.
Here's the real question. Would I like this game?
Yes, you would adore this game, Wombat.
All right, then. That solves that problem.
Should I keep playing this game with the pro controller on the TV set? I played a lot.
How far are you? Like, how many towers have you climbed? How many shrines have you done?
No. I just got the hang glider, and I...
Okay, so you're off the plateau.
Yeah, I'm off the plateau, and maybe I've done a shrine or two from there. Is that something? Okay.
That's something. I mean, there's over 100 shrines.
Oh, that's
a lot. I've done somewhere between 25 and 30 shrines at this point.
So what's the point of doing a shrine? Is that where the Triforce is?
The shrines, for every four that you do, and shrines are basically mini dungeons. They're all like puzzle oriented for the most part. Some of them are like go in and defeat this enemy, but the majority of them are use the powers that you have, which in this Zelda game, it's very different than other Zelda games. You get all your powers, or the majority of the powers, very early on in the game. So you get like your magnet power, and you can like summon ice bricks, and you can stop time on objects. So it's using those powers for the most part on these shrines. But every four shrines you get through, you get a orb that you can then turn in for either a heart container to extend your life, or a additional stamina bar. And stamina is also new to Zelda. At least I haven't played the last few games all that religiously, so I don't remember. But I believe stamina is brand new. Because you can... That comes into play a lot with just exploring. It's not like it's... Stamina doesn't really affect your combat. It's not like a Dark Souls type of thing, like where you swing and then you get tired. But it's rather... You can only climb so high up a mountain before you fall off, or you can only run, like sprint for so long, or swim for so long, that type of thing.
I can relate to all these things you're saying, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you have stamina.
Right.
If you run out of stamina, I've heard.
If you run out while you're swimming or climbing, you die.
Yep. There's a lot of dying in this game, which is different for a Zelda game as well.
Is it frustrating? How far back do you start? If you die in a dungeon, do you have to start from the beginning of the dungeon again?
There's not many dungeons. I've only done one dungeon so far. I think there's going to be four just main dungeons. And beyond that, I'm going to guess there's a couple more in-game type of things. If you die in a dungeon, no, you don't go back to the very beginning. It saves as you get the little Zelda jingles. So
Ty was like, what is that?
Right. It's not that frustrating to die, really. And there's a lot of crafting as well. So you can like pick up all kinds of things out in the wilderness, just like any open world game. But they're mainly important because you're not going to find like hearts that pop out of bushes or anything to refill your life anymore. You have to like make meals, and those meals also can have different effects, like making it so you can walk in like the cold temperature areas, or giving you like a damage boost, that type of stuff. So it's a really like deep mechanics game.
I didn't know that.
Everybody in the game is really horny.
Really?
Yes.
Frustrated it's Japanese. Weird.
It is weird. Yeah, there's a lonely arrow girl that is talking about. She's some like thing that I was reading. I don't know. Like in game, like reading a diary or something. And she's talking about how the guy that just came in town really looks like he knows how to use a bow. And he hopes that he comes by and notches an arrow because it's been so long.
Wow.
Yeah, it's odd.
They're horny. Japanese people are really horny.
Right. Everybody in Hyrule is really horny as well.
Is it Hyrule or is it Hornrule? Huh? Mm. Huh? Mm-hmm. Huh?
All right.
But
so,
what are your thoughts, Shibi? Why do you hate this game?
I don't hate it. I never said I hated it.
We know you hate it. So why do you
I
hate
was just
it?
I didn't see a huge difference. I mean, between other open world games that I've played before, except this one is more Japanese. Mm-hmm. I get why people like it. I see it. I'll keep playing it. My pro
You're
control,
never gonna love it. You're, it's not, just not your thing.
Couldn't it be my thing?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think
to be
you're
enjoying
just gonna,
Horizon more.
Right. I think you're just going to keep on wondering why it's not like the Western open world games, which is a perfectly valid argument as well, because it definitely is borrowing from all the other open world games that you've played.
Right. Yeah. That was my impression when I played it, but that's fine. Maybe I'll play a little more. I let Ty play a little bit, and you know we take turns, so we'll keep you updated.
The weapons breaking like crazy is unnecessary at the beginning. It gets better as you go on.
It's pretty tedious
because you get stronger weapons, and then you learn to just not care that your weapons are consistently breaking.
I just don't want to have to constantly select new weapons.
It gets better. I think they paced the beginning to where your weapons were breaking way too much, and you were coming across new weapons that you were like filling up your inventory too quickly at the beginning.
I have like 80 shitty clubs.
Drop stuff, right? It's odd that they bury the tutorials just in like hidden shrines throughout the game. Like I was over 15 hours into the game. I had missed a shrine that was in like one of the early villages that taught me how to like parry attacks and like backflip out of the way of attacks.
Yeah, I don't know how to do any of that shit.
Right, because they put it into a shrine that you could conceivably miss for the entire game. So that's a little bit weird, but it's definitely built into the design of the game is you're not quite sure what all is going on.
Right. Horizon's better. Sorry. Sore throat. Any other new releases?
Nier Automata came out, and that has been getting fantastic releases or reviews as well. Way too many good games out right now.
Cool.
Automata or Automata?
Automata.
Automata.
Automata?
Yeah.
It's currently sitting at a 90 on Metacritic.
Fake news.
I don't
news.
Even know what that game is. It's I'm fake supposed news. To know what that game is, right?
It's a platinum game.
No, it's a Square Enix game.
It's a Square Enix game.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So is it all Japanesey?
Yeah, it's all Japanesey. No, it is. It's Platinum and Square Enix. That's
see? Right. I know things.
Oh, look at that. Now who's stupid?
I'm smart. I can
neither
do
neither of us? Neither? I don't know.
Does it have a scantily clad woman doing yes. ninja stuff?
Yes. Can you see panties? Probably. I don't know for right sure, then. But I'm going to guess that there's panties. That's what I don't know. Whatever. I don't want to piss off too many people. Bayonetta, you know, Bayonetta was a little overhyped too. Let's be honest. But hey, that's, whatever. That's
a pretty good game, Bayonetta.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the action movies of today. It's about 15% too long.
Oh, it was a little bit long.
Yeah,
but
I never played that game.
It was cool. Bayonetta's super cool. But it just,
I'm not saying it wasn't. It just never made its way into my rotation.
Yeah. Just at a certain point, you're like, okay, just let me fucking finish the game.
I have played Neo Geo NAM 1975.
Great.
But,
oh, yeah. That was nice to see, actually, that the Switch got all those Neo Geo games as well today.
Yeah, so. I've been seeing that those have been coming out on consoles, and I'm like, wow, Neo Geo games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have not followed up to see how those, like, if they're good ports. I don't know. I saw Waku Waku 7 came out, which is a game I own for Neo Geo, so I could quickly do a comparison.
That would be cool. I just remember playing NAM 1975 in the arcades.
It was pretty fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get Blaster Master Zero, Cheapy?
No. I don't really? Know which one was Blaster Master. Let me look at that up.
You don't know what Blaster Master is?
I don't know. I probably
that's
know
when you're
is.
In the vehicle or you're not in the vehicle.
Right. It's the tank. You're like a tank that can jump.
Or you're just a large-headed spaceman.
Yeah, and you could walk out in 2D and then you'd go into a dungeon. It would go overhead.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I don't think I've... Yeah, this looks familiar. But this wasn't my jam. I didn't really like play this one. My friend made
me. And you wonder why no one likes you.
Yeah, no, I didn't have this one. I just thought there were a lot of games back then. Can't have them all. What else? Are we done with new releases?
I think we're
yes,
done with
everything's
new
a 90 or above.
Perfect. Play them all.
Right.
Good luck, everybody. Ah, yes. That's extra good luck. We say it together. All right, let's do a word from our friends at Harry's.com, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, Harry's was started by two guys who just were tired of paying too much for razor blades. And they said, let's make cheaper razor blades and buy a factory and make them good and sell them for half the price. And they did that. And they've accomplished their goal, Wombat.
They're good people, Jeff and Andy.
You know them? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet them?
Yeah, I hung out with them the other night. We went out for burgers. We talked about factory prices in Germany. Surprisingly reasonable.
Did you shave each other's backs?
No, I don't have hair on my back. I'm not you.
Do you want some?
No. No, I do not.
Anyway, this stuff is really good. It's, as I said, it's German engineered. It's got that awesome blade under, at the top for getting in those hard to reach places, like underneath your nose and where else? I don't know.
Little area, like underneath your lower lip, but right before your chin starts.
All around my mouth hole area.
Area where you know where some people have what's called a soul patch. Those people you don't want to be friends with.
I had one in college.
You would.
Yeah. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Harry's is great. We love Harry's. I love the post-shave balm. I'm pretty addicted to that. I'm down with that. Highly recommend Harry's. In fact, Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their most popular trial set for free. It comes with a razor handle of your choice, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Free when you sign up. Just pay a small fee for shipping. To redeem your free trial offer, go to harrys.com/cadcast right now. Thank you, Harry's. All right, can we talk about the Switch hardware now, Ship? Are we in the Switch zone?
Yeah, I mean, I could talk about Zelda all day.
I know you could, but
there's just so much going on with that game, and it's really hard to separate Zelda from the Switch at this point. It's
well, of course, it's a $300 tablet that plays 9 games, and that's the best one by far.
It's like 20 now with all those Neo Geo games.
Damn! There goes my. I worked on that fucking catchphrase all week.
Everything that I said last week, all my concerns, I still have all those same concerns. Just about like the durability of this console. And people were sending me like YouTube videos of people breaking them and doing their durability tests on them and all that stuff. I think it's going to be an overtime issue with these things, particularly if you are taking those Joy-Cons on and off the thing a lot. I think you might be okay if you're just keeping it as a tablet with those things attached at all times, simply because that limits the number of cycles that it goes through.
Well, what's the problem? It just gets sheared off.
Well, it's going to get a lot of bending and plastic fatigue as you put those things in slightly off each time. Like, you're not putting it in exactly in line every time.
And then won't fit or won't stay in?
No, it'll get wobbly.
Oh.
The Joy-Cons start to get wobbly. Which then eventually, over time, then that plastic will degrade and it'll bend or break off. Because in addition to the going on and off of the tablet, you also have the fact that you're constantly putting torque on this thing when you're using it, because holding from the sides and supporting it, you're rotating it around itself basically slightly, but over time, plastic against metal, the plastic will fatigue.
But they'll have a new unit out.
They're definitely, because they're going to fix that antenna issue for one. That's amazing that somebody's already just gone in there and put a copper wire in to make that antenna longer on the, they didn't have a dedicated antenna on the left Joy-Con. It's built into the board.
There's no actual antenna separate.
Right.
Wow.
So
okay.
Somebody went in there and soldered on a copper wire, and that works better than the right Joy-Con now, which is
the right one had a little antenna in there.
Yeah. It's got dedicated on the right one.
But okay. Why would you do one, not the other? I mean, why would it not be necessary on?
I really think they were under a crunch to get this thing done.
They figured out that they needed it for one of them. Why would you not? What's up with the left one that you wouldn't need that? People's left hands are slightly smaller. I mean, there's got to be a reason, right? No, they're just like, they forgot.
They screwed up. The reason is they screwed up.
They just forgot. Oops, we forgot the left one. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I haven't had that issue because I have not played with my Joy-Cons like that. I'm strictly pro controller and not taking the Joy-Cons off of my Switch.
Pro controller is nice.
Pro controller is great. That's a nice feeling controller. It even has, like, I've been using my Amiibo now because that's built into the Pro controller as well.
Oh, you rubbed
What have you been doing with your Amiibo? Have you been doing it for the whatchamacallit? The Zelda ones?
Zelda, yes. That's the only thing I've played on my Switch. Any of the Zelda ones, which I have probably close to 10 Zelda-themed amiibo, you stick them on there and things fall out of the sky. Every one of them like comes with a chest, and you can do this every day. So in addition to the chest, things like meat will fall out of the sky or fish or any kind of different ingredients. You get different outfits in the chest. You get, one of the figures gives you, Epona as one of the horses, which she's a pretty powerful horse in the game. She's got max stats, it looks like. So I don't know. You could put the wolf version on there and the wolf, comes and fights by your side.
It's nice. Finally, Amiibo is delivering.
Right. It's useful. The Pro Controller's, I think, a great controller. I think that's... the one on the Wii U was not bad either. This is very much in that same line, but this one's a little bit better.
How do you feel using the Joy-Cons while they're attached to the tablet?
I think it's okay. It's the best feeling portable-esque console. I mean, everything is properly sized and it doesn't feel as flat as what the Wii U controller did, the gamepad.
Okay.
The way I hold it, I'm very cautious still because I don't want to like forget that I could break these things off or damage it by like holding it and like somebody comes and knocks it or something.
I'm more concerned that my wrists are in a improper position when I'm playing it. I don't care about bending the fucking Joy-Cons. I'm worried about bending my wrists awkwardly while I hold it. It seems you have to really pay attention because it's not perfectly ergonomic.
No, it's not. But my hands don't get uncomfortable when I play it.
I brought it with me on the train into the city, and I played Zelda on it. I don't know. It was okay. It's pretty nerdy, especially with the blue and red.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's no getting around that.
Especially if you have the colored one, it's like, hey, look at me, I'm playing a. I got a joysticks basically here.
Do you have the colored one?
Yeah.
You have the neon one?
I really like the colors actually. Sitting in my house,
mm-hmm.
I think when I take it out of my house, it's a little too much look at me, but I do find the look quite pleasing of the colors anyway. The rest of it is kind of boring looking. It just looks like a shitty Kindle. But I don't know. My overall thoughts about the Switch are basically it's all going to come down to the games and how quickly they get them out. Just like Wombat said.
I think it comes down to the price more than anything.
But we know the price already.
I think it's too expensive right now.
It's definitely too expensive. Right
definitely.
Now.
After having this thing in my house for a week, for the majority of the people, I don't know why that dock is included. I think they threw everything at everything at the wall with this thing, like sold it as this at home away type of thing. I think the dock should be, if they're going to go with this configuration that they decided on, I think the dock should be a separate purchase.
See, I said all this before the thing came out. Remember?
I know you did. I've said similar things to where I thought, like they should have different versions of it for home and in a way.
Especially since they think it's worth $90.
Yeah, I think that's their bundling the Kinect in. And
Interesting.
It's adding costs that doesn't necessarily need to be there.
Yeah, it doesn't look it. There's it's very difficult to look at the Switch and say, "Hey, this is a good value right now." It's not to say it won't be at some point when either the price changes or the software library changes or the feature set changes. But right now, it's the tablet that couldn't be any more limited. Basically, yes, it has a controller, but in terms of functionality, it couldn't really be any more bare bones. And same for as a video game console, it couldn't be any more bare bones. Like when I first got this thing, I was very excited, of course, and I had to take a shit, of course. So I grabbed it and pulled it into the bathroom with me and set it up. And then I'm like, all right, let me see what I can do, even though I don't have any games with it. And there's nothing. There's no apps. There's the news app, which is just like a web page somewhere that it's loading of Nintendo.
It's not bad.
PR.
For what it is, the news app is...
It's a website somewhere.
It's a website. Yeah, but it works.
Fine.
It works fine. Like, fine. It's like, here is all the latest Nintendo games and news and trailers.
Right.
It makes sense.
Okay.
It's snappy. Like, it's snappier than, like, if you load up your PS4 or your Xbox One and want to go... Hey, what's going on? What's all the new stuff?
Well, it's not doing anything else.
Well, I realize that.
There's nothing else on there.
I think it's a positive. That news.
Okay.
What the news.
Shipwreck loves the news app on the Switch.
It's breaking news. Shipwreck loves the news.
System seller. Yeah. So there's that, which is good, I guess. And the eShop, which is a fine eShop, I guess. I don't know. I was pretty underwhelmed by what was available on a $300 tablet. But sure, I do.
It's not ready.
No, it's not ready. And I do agree that it is. The functionality is cool that you can play on your TV or you can play on the go. And when we talked about the NX years ago and the rumors were coming out, this is basically what we asked for. You know, more basically, we just need the games. Because without the games, it doesn't really matter what this thing has, especially since it has no other fucking apps. You better get some.
Well, I think that's why they kind of... I hope they didn't shoot themselves in the foot here with including that dock and pricing this so high. Because if it was lower, then more people would buy it. Then you would get the developers, like the major publishers, interested in making games for it. You're not going to get the same games you're getting on Xbox One and PS4. That's clear.
No, you're not.
But you would feel better that you're going to get some third-party support. Right now, it's really hard for me to judge this thing, though, because I'm enjoying Zelda so much.
Right, but that's you can't be fooled by that. That's
I know. I need to finish Zelda and then see what it's like.
Nothing. You're not going to do anything with it until...
I'll play that Blaster Master game.
Right.
Nah, because you'll be playing Mass Effect by then.
And your Switch will be Mass Effect? Is there any way to delay that?
Right, please.
And your Switch is just going to collect dust. That's going to happen. I mean, as soon as you finish Zelda, that console's going to collect dust in your house until if you buy the new Mario Kart.
I don't think it is. The Switch, especially...
What are you going to do with it?
If you have kids and
I'm not talking about other people. I'm talking about you. What are you going to do with it when you finish Zelda?
Oh, when I finish Zelda?
Yes.
I thought you were talking about with Zelda still.
No.
I'm going to play that Blaster Master game.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Mario Kart? I guess I'll buy that again. I'm supposed to buy that again, right?
Please understand.
That's what's supposed to happen?
I don't know. I mean, are you going to play Mass Effect and I don't know what else comes out this year?
About Horizon?
Well, I've got Horizon. I've got Yakuza 0.
Horizon's crazy good.
I know it is. I loved it.
Holy shit. I'm fighting these giant fucking war machines.
Does the combat get better?
In Horizon?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I don't
you get
know.
All
I
these different weapons. You're like shooting the ropes into the monsters and tying them to the ground.
I'll take your word for it. I find that the combat's a little when you do it well and right, it's fun. But as soon as you mess up just like a little bit and everything goes to hell and you get spotted by like four things, then it's just a lot of running around and doing a lot of smashing.
Right. I mean, in some of the missions, oh, I guess we're talking about Horizon now. We'll
get back to the Switch.
Yeah, we'll switch over to Horizon for a minute.
I was bored.
I don't blame you. It'll be an ongoing discussion. The combat, some of the battles get pretty hard. At least, I mean, I'm level 17 right now. That's where I am. I find that you get to a situation where you're like, all right, I want to take out all the humans first, stealthily, and then just fight the machines if I can afterwards. So it's not so much of that just run and gun as you're talking about, Wombat. I think you do have to, it becomes almost like those Batman games where you're scanning the room, or you're scanning in this case, you're scanning a field. You can see all the enemies on them. You mark them so you know where they are. And then you go in and you try to do it as quietly as possible until it all goes south and, yeah, you're mashing. But you got all the slow-mo jams, right? All the slow-mo perks?
I have two.
Yeah, I guess that's, where you slide, you go in slow-mo and you jump and you can...
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, and that's good. I like any game where you can shoot people in slow motion. I think you know that about me. So to me, the combat is automatically good. That may be wrong somehow, but I don't know. Look, you fight robot pterodactyls and you can shoot them with the rope weapon. Do you have the rope thing that ties them to the ground?
I don't think so.
You would know if you had that.
Yeah, I have the trip rope.
No, okay. Different rope. No,
yeah, okay.
This one, you can tie them to the ground, and if they're small enough and you put enough ropes into them, they'll basically be stuck to the ground, and then you could just beat the shit out of them. So these dudes flying over me, and I'm like, let me get the rope thing out, and sure enough, you can bolt them to the ground, and they don't like that when they're trying to fly. It's pretty entertaining. So yeah, Horizon, Zero Dawn. That's good. Are we done with the Switch? Did we have any more thoughts for today?
Shipwreck, anything? Or do you want to table it?
We'll be talking about the Switch for a while here. So I'm interested to see how the hardware holds up. I think Nintendo may have something with this. I don't think
it's going to be this device.
Right. I think it's... It might be this device, but the next revision of it. Revisions. I think they need to polish this idea some.
Yeah, the idea is good. The execution could use more time in the oven. Whether it's putting out a separate portable device or what, I'm not quite sure. But I know that this at $300 isn't a great value. Plus, once you add in the Pro Controller and a game, even without the Pro Controller, it's a lot of money for a tablet that does really nothing but play a few games.
And the screen protector in the carrying case.
Yeah, what's up with the dock automatically scratching your screen?
I'm scared to death, aren't you? Like, taking that thing in and out? I'm doing it so slowly and gently.
Fuck, dude, I let Ty play it and... I've started reading all this shit about the screen being scratched. I'm like, oh, let me go look at my Switch. And I go to look at it. It's completely backwards in the dock. It's not connected. He didn't get it in the thing. It's just backwards in the dock. It didn't get scratched, but I was like, of course.
Of course it's backwards in the dock, though. I mean,
there's no way to know, which.
Right.
I don't know. It's, yeah. I like this at $200 as a tablet with a Pro Controller. That's where my price point is for this.
Without the without the controllers on the side of it?
Yeah, let me pay extra for that. Maybe I don't even want that. I mean, fuck, charge $80 for it and sell it to people. I think
get the motion control stuff out of here.
Maybe that's what's making them expensive. I don't know. I don't think people are interested in that anymore.
Judging by my friends list, where everybody is playing Zelda and nothing else.
Not 1-2 Switch.
Right.
The reviews were pretty harsh on that one. Yeah. I'm telling you, don't you think at $200 with a pro controller, that's...
I don't think they can get it that cheap.
They sell those Kindle Fires are like $50. $100.
This is more powerful than
all right, well, Fire. $200.
Oh, without the Joy-Cons on the sides of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The screen and the pro controller.
Okay. Are we going to get a power cord thrown in or no?
Does it connect to a TV or no?
Yeah, but you just, you do it like, ghetto style with just a cable. You don't have a dock.
That's what I mean. Just like one cable that plugs into a TV.
Yeah, just like it.
You don't have a dock.
Right. You could pay extra if you want to pay us $90 for the dock. You pay us $90 for the dock that'll scratch your screen. No. You can do that.
So it has all the same functionality as the other one.
It's just the tablet and a controller. Yeah. I think that's a good look. You know the markup on that fucking pro controller has got to be a lot.
You're saying then you'd have to buy the Snap-on Joy-Con separately.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the same kind of thing I'm thinking. I think I don't know. They have to – I like the portability of it with the Joy-Cons. So I see why that's there, but – I don't know. You're just assuming that more people are going to play it at home than traveling, which is, we get back to my argument of have two different things that the games can get transferred between.
I feel like at $200 and you have the separate, you have the controller and the tablet, it still can be portable to people, at least as like something in your car, you hang it on the back of the seat or whatever, or on an airplane with the stand. It's still a portable machine, even without the Joy-Cons. And if you wanted to make it really portable or take it to the next level, you buy the Joy-Cons separately.
Yeah.
And I think people would do that. A lot of people would do that.
Saying. Yeah.
Just make the barrier to entry lower.
I think they needed to piecemeal it and not bundle it the way that they did.
Yeah. Get people on board with the Switch platform. Obviously, the Switch is going to be a software platform, and when they make a dedicated portable device, the OS will be the same and it'll just be a different form factor and, maybe not connect to a TV or something. But yeah, I like the general concept of it though. I think just they needed to think about it a little longer.
Much, 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 much better than the Wii U.
There you go. Put that on the box. Perfect.
I don't think they're going to mention the Wii U anywhere in the box.
Yeah. Here's some Switch questions. At Mike Autonomous. What appealed to you about the Switch that wasn't already being met by the Vita and the 3DS? Well, no, we just bought it for the show. We've been talking about it on the show. Well, Shipwreck didn't. He had to play Zelda.
Yeah.
Well, it has Zelda. Is that the answer?
Well, no, it's... If you compare it to the Vita and the 3DS, this is much more
large.
Like it's larger and it's got all the controls there. They didn't neuter a button somewhere on this.
Correct.
Which is the case on all the other stuff.
That is correct. Unless you pull off the Joy-Cons and you're using the Joy-Cons like as separate controllers, with two people, then it gets pretty awkward. But okay, I understand you got to keep it a reasonable size. I don't know. Enough Switch talk for today. How about PC Corner? At the bad name writes in and says, are you getting a 1080 Ti for your PC? Shit, did you just buy a video card?
Not too long ago, yeah.
You did.
1060?
You bought the 1060, right. Okay, I wasn't sure.
It was pretty cheap.
Okay. This is like they already came out with the new hotness for basically the same price as the old new hotness. But I'm not buying anything. I'm not playing a lot of games.
Get the Switch. What else do you need?
Right. It's a lot of power. It's pure power right there. You can't beat that. Yeah, I think I'm good for
Wombat,
now.
Wombat, I think you need to get a Switch. Are you still there?
I'm here. I'm sort of paying. Well, now you're talking about PC. I have less to talk about.
But don't you think? Right. No, I'm done with that. Don't you think you would like Zelda?
I'm sure I would.
So? Don't you think you would love Zelda?
I'm not running. I have, trust me.
It's too many games. It's too many games, and that's the only game that it's got, basically, that you're interested in.
I'm not spending $400 on anything today.
Right. If it was a Mass Effect super game, you would.
I don't even know about that.
If they came to your house in a spaceship to deliver it?
That would be different. Yes, that would definitely be different.
Yeah, it's just hard to say. Even if, I mean, it's hard to recommend it at this price, I feel. It's just, that's a lot of money for something that plays one game, basically. All right, let's do some CAGBAG. We already talked about Mass Effect a little bit. At Coke Logic wants to know when Shipwreck is going to make his game room video tour. Especially, he wants to see how you routed all the shit together.
Someday, I will get around to doing that video.
When?
I don't know.
Give us like ballpark stuff. Date. Because it's a very popular question. I swear I see this question come up like once every month or two.
Right. I maybe could do a short video in a month. Give me a month deadline.
If you really want the video, hit him up on Twitter at Shipwreck. Let him know. And that will get him moving in the right direction, I feel.
I don't know that I will be able to go into detail on how I routed the connections, though. I will show you a video of the pit of cables I have behind my console unit.
I didn't realize that there was something called a cable pit that you just dump cables into, but there is.
That's what I did.
Yep.
I don't know if there's something called that, but
I looked it up on Amazon when you mentioned it.
Because
I didn't know that was a thing. And yeah, they have boxes that you put cables in, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I have some of those. This is really
a hole.
I left a space behind my console. Like, my console's built into the wall. So it goes all the way to the wall on the sides, but the shelves only go in like to a depth that leaves like about a foot from the wall still. So I have basically a long pit along the whole back of that console so that I can just store all the cables and get to all the connections and everything back there.
Oh, you should show that. It's going to see people want that.
It's just a pit.
People love a cable pit. People love cables. Don't underestimate that.
People would be disappointed that it's just a mess of cables, though. I'm not one of those guys. Well, I am one of those guys that will organize my cables, but not once I have 20 consoles worth of cables.
And especially not if you have a pit you can dump them all into.
Right. Not if they are not like visible at any point.
I heard Wombat get some cable work done now and then.
Oh, yeah. Cables. Love them. Got them all over the place.
All right. That's enough show.
Is there anything you want to talk about, Wombat?
Yeah. Come on.
I'm good. I honestly don't. I got Spotify for the first time.
Spotify's awesome.
Yeah. I made a playlist. People follow it.
Uh-huh. People have asked for CAGcast intro music playlists.
It's not me or Cheapy.
No, I know that. I'm like, if you're really curious, hey, what does a middle-aged white guy like to listen to at work? There's only one way to find out. I know you know.
What is it?
So, it's got a lot of crap on there, but yeah, crap.
Rock. It's got the rock.
Mostly rock, but it's, you know, it spans. It's got like 40 years worth of music on there.
Rock.
Do you want to go see Def Leppard at Nassau Coliseum?
I saw a picture of Joe Elliott recently.
Uh-oh.
He looks like me. That is not a kind thing to say.
He's much older than you.
I know. I mean, like, he's pretty fat.
Oh. So is that no?
He's surprisingly fat. I would know. Who wouldn't want to see Def Leppard? I'm just saying. It was jarring.
It's jarring? Oh, wow. I should look it up.
It was a jarring photo of him. Joe Elliott.
Oh. He looks like you.
He looks like me.
I don't know. I can't find him.
He was wearing like, it was a picture where he's all fat and he's wearing a t-shirt. And I'm like, oh, poor Joe Elliott. When did he become me?
Oh, anything else? Okay. So no Wombat, nothing that you didn't want to talk about anything, I guess.
I don't. I've been playing Horizon. I saw Logan. That was the name of the movie I saw. Yeah, it's pretty much it. I'm really not that exciting. Sorry,
fine,
everyone.
Fine, be that way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, we'll tell you to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, and what else will we tell you? I don't know. Nothing. I guess we'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Only one film this summer has Robo Action. Robo Heat. Robo Power. RoboCop 2, Maximum Thrash. Rated R. Starts Friday, June 22nd at theaters everywhere.